I'm Crispy Tart.
I'm Nate Over Easy.
And you're listening to
Crispy Tart Topics.
Welcome to Crispy Tart Topics. We're back.
Hi.
Brand new episode. We have some unfortunate news. We had a very nice episode that we had recorded, and it was with a new friend that I won't tell you guys about yet because we're going to try to record with her again. She doesn't know yet, but we're going to.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sad we lost that, but.
Well, we made a new friend, and yes. She'll probably do it again. So,
yeah.
That's fine.
But, so, we haven't just done one, me and you, in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. We've had some time to gain more life experiences. You know, that's a
couple weeks worth.
That's what I was thinking. I was listening to this other podcast that's similar to ours about dating and sex and two women, and they said that they hadn't started becoming comedians until they were 25 because they didn't have enough stories. Mm. But now that we're getting older, we have more and more stories every week.
I really feel like me and you could be comedians.
I don't know. Yeah. I have stuff that I think is funny, but I don't know if other people do.
I think other people would find us funny.
You mean like stand-up comedians?
Well,
or together, like Key and Peele?
Yeah. Something like that. Like this, like a live podcast, but I mean, we would rehearse.
Yeah.
What we were going to say, but I think like if we had a few
dialogue
skits,
or, yeah,
we could.
Hey, y'all, would you listen to us? Would you listen to our comedy show? Girlfriends, LA, Crispy Tart Topics, bum, 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 bum. Would you listen?
Comment below, because you guys still don't comment.
Come on.
And we're waiting on that shit. Come on, Crispy.
What?
I haven't heard from Crispy in a while.
Oh, Crispy. I always think you're saying Crispy.
Oh. Crispy. Our biggest fan.
And Afroman 59, or whatever your name is. Sorry. But sorry, guys, we cannot reveal names right now. But another thing in our recent news is Girlfriends LA is popping. We have about 2 weeks left until the party is going to be live.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
We're getting excited.
Great.
We've sold 68 tickets on Eventbrite. Yo, guys, if you purchased it, or not purchased, but you got RSVP'd, tell your friends, tell all your ladies in LA. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited.
And we took pictures today.
Yes. Excuse me.
We're going to cut that shit out. So unprofessional.
Guys, we've been drinking all day, so.
Which are you drunk? Are
I'm
you
a little buzzed?
Okay,
and I've been smoking, so.
I guess I feel it too. I'm about to go meet my best friend, my other best friend.
Yeah,
friend's band.
We both gotta go to dinners.
Yeah.
After this,
that's gonna be good though. Have you talked about the guy that you're gonna meet?
No. Isn't it weird that I met him only 2 weeks ago.
So let's talk a little bit about him. What is the deal?
Well, he's older. He's 39. Which, you think he might be lying about his age.
He might.
You think he's older?
He wants to stay in the 30 range. Because on Tinder or Bumble.
Yeah.
Was it Tinder or?
It was Bumble.
On Bumble, he lied about his age.
He didn't lie because he wrote in his bio that.
Yeah, but it's still kind of shady because, like, he was trying to get in with.
But I think that it's connected to your Facebook and some people don't know how to change it. Or,
no.
Like, don't go on Facebook. Yeah.
I think he purposefully.
No, I think a lot of people just, like.
No, but, like, you put your real birthday on Facebook. So,
but I think a lot of people, their birthday is not right on Facebook.
Why wouldn't it be right? You put the year.
Because you got it, like, when it first came out.
No,
and people didn't
but
put
it
the.
Updates the birthday every year.
Hmm.
So on Facebook, I'm 27 because I put 1991.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people put a different date because when Facebook first came out, people were pretty private about that stuff, so they put in, like, wrong information on purpose. I think a lot of people don't have the right birthday on their Facebook.
But I think you can change your age on Tinder really easily.
Oh.
You just change the birthday. And so I think what he did was he wanted to be discoverable to younger people that were not trying to...
Maybe. I don't know. That seems like a lot of work to do.
Oh my god. Fucking Voldemort is heading over here now, but it's okay.
Okay.
He said he was gonna be here at 6:30, but whatever.
We can...
He can hang out here for a little bit. Maybe he can come in. But anyway, so let's hear about him.
So, yeah, apparently he's 39, but Crispy allegedly thinks he's, like, how old do you think he is?
I mean, definitely not 50 or anything like that, but like maybe 40, 42 or, oh, okay. Yeah, 41. He just wants to say 39, so he's still in that 30 range.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, so he's an actor, and so he's pretty, like, extroverted.
And he's not famous, but he's a little bit in there.
He's been in something that people would know.
Yeah.
But
they probably wouldn't.
I never watched
him.
The show. Yeah. So I don't know who he is or anything like that. But
so he's got a little bit of money too, probably.
So he fucking says, which is weird.
Yeah,
anyway,
why would you brag about that?
Yeah, well, okay, so the thing about this guy, I mean, he's really nice. Like, he's a nice guy. He, you know, is taking me out, paid for everything, blah, blah, blah.
Has but, good conversation, usually.
Yeah, like, we can talk about pretty much anything. But he does, like, question me a lot in my intentions and always thinks that I'm doing something I'm not doing. Like,
but don't you do guys? You do that to guys, too.
Maybe, but I guess the way he does it is, like, in that moment, if he says something and I look at him and I don't respond, or if I just say, like, oh, okay, or, yeah, he'll be like, oh, what? Like, you think this and you think that.
That sounds like you, though. I don't
know.
I think that you guys kind of have a similar personality where you... both like to analyze people.
Yeah.
And you'll kind of gather information about their personality and what they say to you,
mm-hmm,
and come to a conclusion. And he does that too.
Like, we're both trying to figure each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like the difference is I don't think I'm... like, I know I can be abrasive, but he's like... he's like almost negative with it. For me, I feel like I'm just asking people questions. Like, I'm like...
but sometimes you are negative. Like, if you don't like the way that somebody answers your question.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think I'm like... because he's saying, like, oh, you're so closed off. Like, you're...
well, that was weird.
Guarded.
He was making assumptions before... that was the first time kind of you guys talked to her.
Yeah.
The second time. Yeah.
I don't think I would say that to someone... I just met.
Maybe you would think that, but you wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I think the difference... I don't think I say things like that to the person, but I definitely think them. Maybe.
But you do try to get answers from people that you don't know that well. But maybe your thing is more about asking the question instead of...
yeah, saying. I don't... I'm not, like, trying to attack someone. But.
Yeah.
And then he was saying, like... I don't know if you're having a good time. Like, I can't tell. And this was, like, after I had already kissed him and, like, we had been kissing. And then
you were together. You stayed with him.
Yeah. So that was kind of weird. And later that night, one of the nights we hung out, I went to his house and we were fooling around. And I kind of knew at the beginning of the night that I didn't really want to have sex, mm-hmm, but I wanted to fool around. And so... I was, like, on top of him, shirtless, and I was like, oh, like, I don't know, like, how far I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, okay. And then we're, like, kissing, and we were naked at that point. And you know when a guy gets on top of you and his dick is, like, on your vagina but not He's like rubbing it against
like on the clit and like in between the lips. Yeah.
So like he's obviously trying to put it in. So I was like, no. Like I just was like really closing my eyes.
Also,
legs.
Yeah. I mean, wait, was he actually his dick wasn't like in between your legs.
I was really closing my legs.
So it wasn't on your vagina.
It was. But I was closing it, so it was, like, on top of my vagina.
Okay.
And so I was like, I don't know what happened, but he laid next to me.
Well, you said I don't know how far I want to go tonight, and then...
Yeah, so he laid next to me, and I was like, yeah, like, I don't want to have sex tonight. You know, it's better to wait, because this is the second time we've hung out. And he was like, okay. And then I kind of was like... But were you, like, about to have sex without a condom? Because I don't want to do that either. And he was like, no, I wasn't trying to do that. You're just assuming that. Like, that's not what happened. And I was like,
he got really defensive.
Yeah. And I was
I wonder if he's had girls in the past that kind of, like, accused him of something. And then now he's paranoid about that.
I mean,
it
probably sounds
like a lot of his shit is based off of other relationships he had with girls and... Maybe he had an ex-girlfriend that didn't like him as much as he liked her, and then now he's insecure about it or something.
Probably, because why else would you act like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know, a few minutes late, it was already 2 a.m. and I had to work the next morning, so I said, I'm going to go now, and he was like, okay, and I was like, okay, so I was putting on my clothes, and he's like, I feel like I did something wrong. And I was like, no, I'm just, like, gonna go.
Now it's kind of weird, too, because of his attitude.
Yeah, and he, you know, we were saying, like, he's trying to analyze everything, and I'm trying to analyze everything, so we're both just sitting there
like
trying to analyze
each other. Yeah.
And really all I wanted was to just sleep, because... Mm-hmm. I had to work and whatever. I thought it was... Because I knew if I would have stayed, he would have tried to...
Again, yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I said to him. And he was like, no, no, no. Like,
but his dick was, like, on your vagina.
Yeah.
Like,
so I was leaving and he was like, I just feel like you think something happened that didn't happen. Like, you think... You said I was trying to have sex with you... And I wasn't, like, you imagine that. And I was like, okay, but...
It sounds like he's really afraid that you would accuse him of, like, assault or rape or...
Maybe.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like he's really paranoid about that. So maybe somebody, now we're analyzing it more, but maybe somebody kind of accused him of taking advantage, and he didn't want that to be the case with you.
Yeah. But really, I just was like...
tired and had to go home and like over it.
I don't want to have sex, so it's better for me to leave. I don't get what so. But so I was like, okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye. And he was like, bye. And then the next day we met because I was like, I feel like last night was miscommunication. We met up, we talked about it, and just we cleared it up. Basically, I just told him all of that, and he was saying again, like, that didn't happen. And I said, you have to stop saying that because your reality is different from my reality.
Of course,
and you
have
that's
just life.
Yeah, you have to just listen to my perspective and just say, okay, it's not that either of us was wrong or right. It's just like, this is how I saw it, and that's how you saw it.
Yeah.
And then after that, he was like, oh, okay, like, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But I'm not so sure. I'm like super, because the last time we were having sex, literally in the middle of having sex with his dick inside me, he says, well, I think you're unattracted to me. It's like, you're literally...
I think he just doesn't have a filter. So every thought, every insecure thought that happens in his head, he has to say out loud. You know? Doesn't it sound like that?
Yeah.
So you might have that thought in your head at some point during sex, but... You're not going to say it. He just needs to, like, close his mouth sometimes.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But that's really turning me off. Like, no, I don't want to have sex
with you. Well, maybe you should tell him that. Just say, you know, I know that sometimes you feel insecure, and so do I. Everybody does. But you don't have to say it, you know? Just keep that to yourself.
Keep that shit to yourself.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, if he doesn't want to be... If he doesn't want you to be turned off by him, then he should stop.
At least act more confident.
At least... I mean, he doesn't have to act more confident. Just don't say every negative thought that pops into your head. Like,
yeah. Have you ever had someone like that? I mean, one of your exes was kind of like that.
Yeah, right? The most recent ex or whatever was pretty insecure. But he wouldn't... I mean, he never did that while we were having sex, I don't think. But he would say, you know, he would fish for compliments and...
That's what I think it is.
And then he would talk about... So one of his ex-girlfriends said something about his dick that he didn't realize that was true or something. And then he was asking me if that's true or... Like, she said that it was really long, but, like, not thick. And so he didn't even know that. Like, he thought, like, you know, my dick is really big.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was big, but that was true.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like... too skinny, but
right,
it was just like long and skinny, and that's exactly how he was. Don't you think like dicks kind of match?
No,
sometimes,
because you know my ex,
yeah,
6'7", had the tiniest dick.
But I think maybe the majority kind of match the size of the guy or the height.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, because also you remember Kyle. You met him, like, a year ago. Short, Jewish guy.
Oh, yeah. He had a big dick.
He had a big dick.
Even though he was short. Yeah.
So, I don't think that's right.
Kind of in my experience. I don't know. You're really good at remembering all the dicks. But I remember the recent ones or the ones that were long-term. But I don't remember the one-night stands or guys that... I had sex with for 1 month or 2 months. I don't really remember that.
Mm.
So, yeah. But the ones that I do remember seem to kind of follow their body type.
That was another thing that this guy did. I said, what are you insecure about? Like, what's one of your insecurities? He says, I always wonder if, like, my dick is small. And I said, oh, like, I think a lot of guys think about that. But then later that night when we were having sex, he fucking wore a Magnum condom.
He just wanted, yeah.
So.
It sounds like a lot of his shit
I told him
is,
he had an average dick.
That's like an actor though, I guess. A lot of aspiring actors or not super famous actors might be like that. Because the industry is so much pressure, like to be cool, to be good looking, to be smart or whatever. And so, yeah.
It's too much, man.
Yeah.
I can't. If that's going to be like a constant thing, I cannot deal with that shit.
Right.
But we'll see. I'm supposed to hang out with him tonight, so.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear about that.
But then also last night, he calls me because he wants me to come to his place because he was having friends over. And when he texted me to come to his place, I didn't answer because I was with Crispy and our other friends hanging out. And, you know, I see the text and I don't respond because I'm doing something. And he calls me and he's like, well, do you want to see me? And I said, well, yeah, but... And he's like, well, you didn't seem so interested because you didn't answer my text.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, I was doing something.
That's really crazy, too. That sounds like something a boyfriend would do that you were dating for a long time.
So yeah.
Has he talked about his past relationships really at all with you?
Just the one he said that he flew out to LA from Chicago every weekend.
He flew her out.
He flew her out every fucking weekend. And then I guess they went on a trip to Asia that he accommodated.
He funded the whole thing.
Yeah. He said they went for a month and that it was horrible. And that's when they broke up. And I said, why? Why? And he goes, because she was ungrateful.
Hmm.
And it's like, I wonder what that means.
Maybe she complained a lot. Maybe that's what it was. Like, he could never please her fully, and she was always complaining this isn't enough, this is what I want to do, and you're not doing what I want to do, or something.
I don't know, man, because then, okay, so one time he paid for my Uber to get home because it was really expensive, and the next time I saw him, he mentioned that he paid for my Uber, and he said, because I was like, he's like, I did that so you wouldn't be late to work, and I was like, oh, like, I don't really have a set time to go into work.
He just assumed you did.
And then he goes, well, like, don't be ungrateful.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, like your ex-girlfriend?
He sounds kind of like the sugar daddy mentality.
I don't think he's got money like that, though.
Yeah, but compared to us, he does.
He's really comfortable, yeah. I think he's just comfortable for LA. I don't think he has, like, ducats.
No.
So that's kind of annoying, like. Don't do something if you're going to expect something in return, or, like, you're going to hold it over my head.
Right. Yeah, don't offer a favor if you think that later on you're going to regret that, or...
So weird. Yeah. So a lot of red flags, but Crispy is convincing me to just
keep... I mean, just go for it until he does... I mean, I don't know, until you're sure that you really don't like him, because it seems like you're still kind of on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know him well enough yet. There's still more to figure out about him. So don't invest too much into it. But I think that it might be interesting to see how things pan out.
But it was funny because when I was on the phone with him last night, I was telling him where we were and that our friend's dad was visiting from Japan. And he was like, what? What?
He just didn't hear you?
Yeah, or, I don't really know. He was confused, but...
Maybe he was that really was really drunk.
It was really fun last night, though.
Yeah.
We hung out with our friend's dad. He was cute.
Yeah, he was. He's really interested in American culture, and he wanted to show us the proper way to eat Japanese food, and he was ordering kind of traditional stuff. And it was funny because our friend seemed kind of embarrassed by him.
Yeah.
Like... No, like, they're American. They're not going to like that. But I'm interested to know, you know, if he wants to order the traditional stuff, because our friend never does that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he always wants us to be happy and, like, kind of get what we want. But I don't care. If I hate it, I hate it. But at least I experienced that.
I liked everything last night.
Yeah, it was interesting. We got tofu. I don't know what it's called, but it was tofu. It looked like they were little balls looking like ice cream scoops. And he showed us, like, just a tiny bit of soy sauce.
Yeah.
He just tipped it, like, so it dripped, like, two or three drops instead
of,
like...
like, pouring it on.
Like, soup. That's how we do it. But, yeah. I mean, it was interesting, and he's really nice, and we kind of... noticed that a lot of our friends' personality towards women came from him, or at least correlates with the way his dad is.
Yeah.
They're both really, I mean, not creepy, but really interested in what girls have to say and want to ask them a lot of questions. They don't talk a lot about themselves, because I think a lot of guys will do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, talk about themselves and wait for you to ask them questions. But both of them ask a lot of questions, don't you think?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. We had to take a break, but we're back.
2 days later.
Yeah, you guys don't know this, but at that point, that was Saturday?
Yes.
When were...
No, it was Sunday, because I went to, what's-his-face's
house. Oh, okay.
And you went to go actually see the... friend's dad that we were talking about, because he was leaving for the back to Japan.
Yeah, so we did that, and you saw. So we were gonna kind of talk about parents, but now I want to know what
happened. It's
with
funny because I was kind of talking shit.
Yeah, in the beginning of this episode, so it's the same guy that she's talking about.
What should his nickname be?
Did we have a nickname for him earlier?
No.
Okay. How about? Poop.
No.
Sorry.
We'll call him Pino, because we drink in Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
So Pino
That sounds like penis too much, though.
It's better than poop.
Okay. Pino.
So Pino and I went to Gyukaku, which is an amazing Japanese barbecue place, if you didn't know.
Holla. Beverly Hills. We are giving you guys so much advice on great places to go in LA. This should be, like, the recommendations podcast. Hashtag not sponsored. Hashtag please sponsor us.
Yes. If we got sponsored by Gyukaku, my life would be
complete.
Dude,
I literally would do, like, a 10-minute spiel about them. And, like, not even feel bad.
Anyway. Yeah, so you know how it's really hard to find parking there, especially at night?
Yeah. I mean, you have to find street parking and,
right,
like, drive around for a while.
So I called him because I see him standing outside the restaurant and I'm still driving around. And he was like, just park in valet. And I was like, no, I don't have any cash. And he was like, well, I'll pay for you.
How much was the valet?
I don't know. I usually, you know, it's
like $3.
I have no idea. I've literally never valeted.
I think sometimes it's $10. It's not
good.
Oh, she never jumps up there.
So
sweet.
So I was like, no, I'm going to find parking.
Yeah, you didn't want him to. Yeah, I know.
I don't want him to, because that's like a theme for him to pay for shit.
And then he kind of holds it over your head.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So anyways, I was driving around and then I was like, fuck it, I'll just go in valet because I was driving for a while. And then as soon as I was going in there, I found a parking spot.
Oh, good.
And he was like, I want to pay in for you. And I was like, let's go eat. So, but actually, the date went really well, and we had really good conversation. He made me laugh a lot. He wasn't self-deprecating in a negative, like, he wasn't insecure or saying insecure things. So that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about some real shit, like, what medications you were on for mental illnesses.
Oh, what does he take?
So he also takes Xanax, but I guess he used...
Not every day, though, right?
No. But I guess he used to be really OCD, like, more obsessive than the compulsive, but he would...
Whoa.
I guess he would, like, wash his hands until they bled, and...
That's why he has those insecurities. I have a friend that's exactly like that. He always, like, especially when he gets drunk, he'll say stuff like, oh, you don't want to talk to me, or, like, why... Blah, blah, blah.
He'll really overanalyze.
Yeah, one time he called me at 2 in the morning, and I answered, and I didn't know who it was because I didn't have his number saved anymore since I got my new phone, and he said, oh, it's blah, 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 and I said, oh, I didn't know it was you, and he was like, oh, you sound disappointed, or, you know, he's always doing stuff like that, like, so that's, and he has OCD, he takes medicine for it, so that's part of OCD, too, like, some people with OCD kind of obsess over those things and, like, can't take it out of their brain. So,
okay.
That would explain it a little bit. I Not could. That it's, like, good, but...
He claims that he's beat it, and I don't know exactly what he did to do that, but... So that was interesting, and, you know, we ended up having sex, and sex was way better. So...
It gets better as you go, usually.
You kind of taught me to keep hanging out with them until they really give you a reason not to.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad I did, but I'm still not... Like, I don't think I could spend, like, a long period of time with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would drive me insane.
But you're kind of like that with anybody. You know?
Yeah.
Even with me. Like, you don't want to spend every single day, like, every single hour of the day with me.
You know, I told my mom that... And she goes,
you
how are
you
ever?
You're like that with anybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, how are you ever going to get married? I think she really wants me to get married.
Yeah. But you know,
I don't think I can.
No, you just need to find somebody that's okay with that. Because our friend, you know, he sometimes says that if he gets married, he wants to have separate bedrooms. So sometimes they could sleep apart if they want to be alone.
But then I think for me, if we did have separate rooms, being in the room alone, I would constantly be thinking about them thinking about me, you know? Like, they're, like, waiting for me to, like, stop being in
but
my mood.
But if they're the same way as you, then they wouldn't have a problem with it. If they also like their alone time, then they'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
And it's just about trusting each other. If he trusts you, then he'll understand that sometimes you don't want to be around him, and that doesn't mean you don't like him.
Right.
Yeah.
That's actually a problem in most of my, whatever they are, relationships, mm-hmm. I guess. They get kind of upset with me that I don't want to, like, be with them all the time. And then it, like, really causes a break in the relationship because they get super insecure about it.
Yeah.
And then I overcompensate by really trying.
And then that's too much for you.
Yeah, and then I just am like, I gotta end this because I'm fucked up.
Yeah, so you have to find somebody that would be patient enough to kind of get to know you and realize that you're not trying to...
Yeah.
Ignore them or...
Yeah, it's really hard to find someone that gets it.
I think a lot of guys are like that. You know, a lot of guys will ignore people or, like, do want to be on their own.
Really?
But maybe the guys... Okay, so maybe the guys that are like that aren't the ones that jump to date you because they're not like that, you know? So you gotta find somebody that doesn't want to date and, like, could in the future or something. I don't know.
You know, one thing I've noticed about men that I've been with recently is that I will try to hang out with them and they kind of, you know, they blow me off or like don't respond, but then like a month later they'll be like, what's up, let's hang out again soon, we haven't seen each other in a while. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah. I've been trying to hang out. So
yeah, I mean, a lot of guys do try to...
Do they actually want to hang out, or they're just saying that because they don't want me to...
Go away.
...feel bad or something?
No, I think it's because they don't want it to seem like something right away, so they pull back, and then they still want to see you, so once they get bored or don't have anything to do that night, they hit you up.
It's funny because I... explained to one of them how I wanted actually I explained to both of them like I would like a friends with benefits situation. Like, I was pretty straightforward with what I was looking for, and they still kind of did that. So do you think they thought I was being deceiving or something?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys do think that because it happens with a lot of girls. Not that they're lying in the beginning, but a lot of times they feel like they don't want a relationship, and then I think it's easy for girls to fall for guys more quickly than it is for guys. I don't know, just in general experience. So maybe they think, I mean, that's happened to me before where I think that it's going to be chill, but then after I hang out with them more, I feel something and they're not, they still feel the same way. Like they want to have like casual. Yeah.
It's interesting that females develop feelings more often than men.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
I think men are just easier. It's easier for them to push it away.
Do you think that stems from society or their parents?
For sure. It's like masculinity. They don't want to, you know, that makes them look weak if they show their emotions, and the whole, like, men don't cry thing. And
So they're just, you think they're just programmed to not be vulnerable.
I mean, yeah, men are brought up to,
yeah,
to be strong and be the one that's the provider, the one that takes care of girls. And if they don't want to feel like they have to do that for everybody, right, and they don't want to get hurt.
I feel like I don't like being vulnerable either. Like, I'm not one to be, like, expressing my feelings so much. So,
yeah.
But I think my mom is that way, too. So I think I get that from her.
I think I overshare, but I'm really good at making it not seem emotional. Like, I can joke about, like, shit that's serious.
Yeah.
So,
Does your mom or dad do that?
No, my mom does share a lot with people. She's pretty open, but she's, like, she'll be serious about it. She doesn't really joke. And then my dad was, like, really reserved, and he didn't really talk about that kind of stuff at all. But, I mean, with our family, he did, but, like, not with other people. Yeah.
So what makes you want to joke about it instead of
just like, it's awkward. Like, it's awkward to just be serious to somebody you just met. Like, that's gonna make them feel awkward.
Yeah.
And so if you're just like lighthearted about it, and I mean, not even joke. Like, I don't want to joke about something serious, but I also kind of like, I'll say something like shortly and just kind of smile and then change the subject, you know?
You're right.
Like, I won't
plant
like,
the seed and then.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay, this is like, I can say this, but I don't have to keep talking about it because if I keep talking about it, I might cry. So let's move on. Yeah, yeah, that's how I usually am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess that happened to me like with my ex. When we were figuring out what was going on with us, I finally opened up. And when I did, like, I started crying, and I really did not want to cry.
Yeah.
Like, I hate crying in front of other people.
Yeah.
I think it's horrible. And I don't, like, I guess I don't want to be seen as weak.
Yeah.
So, I wonder where that comes from.
I think everybody has that.
But when I was young, like, I would cry in front of my parents all the time.
But parents is different, because you know they're going to love you no matter what.
That's true.
But it's, if it's people you've just met, or even friends, you know, you don't want them to push you away, so.
Yeah.
You gotta, and then I think also it's just trying to respect them. You don't want them to feel like you're leaning on them too much, or, I feel that sometimes, like, I think I've, like, cried in front of you, and I felt bad, like, I don't want you to feel like
a burden, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is, I think. You don't want to feel like... Because I always think, like, everyone's going through shit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need my shit, too.
Right.
But we should all just support each other.
Especially if you're, like, good enough friends, if you hang out a lot, like...
Yeah.
That friend's gonna support you, and they're gonna be okay with talking about your shit. Because, yeah, exactly. Like, everybody's going through shit.
Yeah. And especially growing up with anxiety, like, in school, I would, I would, like, run out the class a lot because I was having, like, a panic attack, so I would just remove myself from the situation, and I still do that, and I'm pretty sure you're the only one that's witnessed that.
I mean, yeah.
Anyways, so what I want to know, since we're talking about being... like, emotionally vulnerable. I think it's interesting because me and you both, I think, have a hard time being vulnerable with our significant others or people we're dating. And
yeah.
Some girls have, I think girls as a reputation in society are obviously, like, they're emotional and whatever, but that's fine. Like, why is that negative?
No, it doesn't have to be negative. I think you just shouldn't get to a point where you're always feeling sad about something or feeling mad about something.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of control yourself a little bit so
yeah.
that, like, you're having a good life, you know? So I think that you just have to find the right balance of, like, when you really need to say something to someone or when you don't. And a lot of people have trouble finding that.
Yeah. I think I feel really awkward if someone asks me, like, a serious question. Like, I want to hide, like, under a rock.
I'll, like, burst out into tears.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, don't.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one time, like, I was talking on the phone to my mom while my grandpa was in the hospital, and I was at work, and I was sitting in, like, the lunchroom, like, nobody was in there, and just talking to my mom, and my boss, like, went to the bathroom and saw me in there, and he, like, went to the bathroom, and then he came out, and then when he came out, he's like, are you okay? And in that moment, like, my mom had told me that my grandpa was, like, doing really bad, and he was gonna die, pretty much, and when my boss said, are you okay? Like, in that moment, I, like, couldn't, like, contain myself. I was like, yeah. And then I, like, burst into tears. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then I was like, gotta go, bye. Yeah. So that's, like, really hard for me. Like, when you're in the moment of, like, something bad, like, yeah, of course I want to run away, too. But, like...
But why is that? Why couldn't you just say no and then let it go, let it out?
Because you don't want them to, like... Exactly. You don't want them to take themselves away from what they're doing or make them feel like now it's on them to take care of you or help you.
Yeah.
Because in that moment, I didn't need help, you know. But if I talk about it, of course I'm going to cry.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's... Do you think we should be able to talk about it with people if we need to? Like, in those moments, like, they're obviously asking if you're okay and they want to, like... I feel like that's them opening themselves to you or offering themselves to you.
That's so true.
Maybe it's better to just feel that feeling and let it out. I mean, the support is always nice. Like, you feel better when you're supported.
But I think there's a wrong and right moment to do that, because sometimes when, like, an emotion hits you, you are not irrational, but you feel too strongly to even talk. That's yeah. why I am, like, to even talk about it in a logical way or, yeah. like, explain really how you feel about it. So you need, like, a day to, like...
Get yourself together.
Yeah. And then you can talk about it.
That's true. Yeah.
Because if he would have asked me, like, the next day, oh, like, what happened? Then, like, maybe I could answer. Yeah. And explain.
Did he follow up?
No, I think I ended up telling him. I don't remember what happened. I can't remember if that was the time with my dad or my grandpa, but there was one time that he, like, gave me the company credit card and was like, okay, go buy stuff for graduation. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I need to, like, get out of the office. And that really helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm trying to... Anyways.
I'm trying to think, like... Because especially at work, like, it's really different.
Yeah, because you're supposed to be professional and you're supposed to be working at work.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling something and, like, you're distracted from work, sometimes it looks like you're being lazy or something. Mm-hmm. And so you should explain it.
And I remember one time I was having, like, a depression episode, or whatever you want to call it, and I was just so out of it that day, and I remember people, like, noticing and being like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know, like, I just feel, like, weird and
not good.
I think I, like, need to go to the doctors. And just their responses were kind of like, oh, sorry, and then they were like, walk away, and I'm,
yeah,
just,
it's
like,
awkward.
Okay, well, I'm trying to be, like, honest, because I don't want to, like, fake it, because if I fake it, I'm gonna feel way worse.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna really have a breakdown if, right, I'm like, I'm fine. Yeah. But that, I mean, didn't make me feel good either, so I was just kind of avoiding people. But it's so awkward, like, that makes me realize, like, a lot of people don't really care.
But maybe they do care, they just don't know how to respond.
Yeah.
Because I feel awkward when somebody I don't know that well
tells me something like... I know them, like, so well, like, a lot, okay, of them. You know.
Yeah.
I've worked with them for 3 years. So, and we talk about so many things. It's like, just, I don't know, a little disheartening.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, I guess then you can't rely on everybody, and that's, right, fine.
I think some people also don't have never felt those emotions.
Yeah.
So, dude, they don't understand.
One of the dudes was like, I never feel sad. And I'm like, really? You never feel sad? He's like, nope, I never. And I'm just like, fuck you.
That's not true. That can't be true. I mean,
it's like, there's no point. And I'm like, you clearly have never had a mental illness then.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's felt sad about, like, he would be sad if, like, somebody died or, like...
Yeah.
You know?
That's, like, horrible. I would not want to be like that. I would rather be me than that.
Yeah, because I think that if you can't feel... Yeah, that's, like, a common thing. But if you can't feel sadness, then you don't know true happiness.
Yeah.
Because you have to see that contrast.
Yeah, so I thought that was, like, fucked up. But that could just be him hiding.
Was that that day? Like, that day?
That was that day when I was having issues. Yeah. So, obviously, that made me feel even worse.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of my friends, like, my really close friends, they call me and tell me that over the past couple weeks, they've really had depression and they've had, you know, breakdowns. And I'm like, why don't you call me? And they say the same thing you said. They don't want to feel like they're a burden. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's the point, like, of calling me is because
especially
I
if
care.
You know, like, your friend has gone through, oh, that makes me, like, want to call my friend because she, I don't know if I should talk about it, but, like, her mom just died. And that's, like, similar to my situation. And she was telling me about it, like, over text. But, like, yeah, I should call her, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with everybody.
It is. Like, there's so many friends from back home that I want to call. But, like, I get home from work and I'm really tired. And then on the weekend, I'm busy. So,
yeah. 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 I'm lucky that my friends from home are good about calling me. Because I'm not good about that either.
Yeah,
but I feel bad because they should be able to call me in those situations. Like, I don't want them to feel like they're a burden. They're not.
Yeah.
Like, we should help each other. Even if I was going through some shit, like, just talking about it.
I think sometimes it's hard, too, if you're away from each other because there's recent things that have happened in their lives that, like, they would have to re-explain and you weren't really there to see that or...
Yeah.
Know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, I guess. But whenever I talk to them and they do explain or I explain my situations, I feel so much better because it's like someone's listening that really doesn't know. Something about that is like liberating because they're going to be totally...
neutral.
Or... Yeah. They're not going to like have an opinion. Like, they're just going to be listening. What is this podcast about?
Emotions. And how do we reveal them?
Emotions.
How do we reveal them in relationships? We were going to go in a different direction, but I kind of like, you know, this is something that's real and does happen a lot, especially when you're trying to meet somebody new or, like, get somebody to get to know you.
Do you, when you meet someone or whatever in the past, do you tell them about your mental illnesses or it just comes up in conversation or?
I mean, I don't really label it, you know, because I don't even know if it's real. I mean, I guess it is real, but yeah, I don't really label it. But if they mention something about like being distracted, of course I'll say, oh yeah, I have ADD too. Or if they mentioned something about being sad, I guess I would say I used to be really depressed. Yeah, so I'm open.
If it comes up.
Yeah, I'm open to talk about it. I just would have to gauge, like, whether or not that person has felt the same way or, like, if it comes up. I'm not just going to, like, start the conversation with, like, I have ADD. Actually, there's this girl that I knew that, like, always talked about having ADD or, like, ADHD or whatever. And she just, like, would...
like, that was her identity.
Yeah. She would just rationalize everything in her life around that. And
yeah,
it was kind of annoying. I mean, I thought it was cool that she was so open about it. But also, you don't have to let that define you as a person.
Maybe she didn't have anything else going on in her life. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
I feel like I tell people that I have anxiety a lot because...
well, anxiety is different, I think, because that really controls your life more.
Yeah, I feel like I need to explain it because I think I do a lot of things that because of it. Mm-hmm. And I want people to know that...
it's not because of
it's
them.
It's not... yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because I think I do a lot of things that kind of... put off people.
I do too. You know, I'm always late for shit and like I always forget shit and
yeah,
I leave things places. So I think it really affects my roommates more than anybody else or people that have known me for a long time. Yeah. But people just meeting me probably don't notice.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Actually, Pino said that when I was telling him, like, about my anxiety, I guess he has it too, but he was like, oh, I find it endearing. And I was kind of like, bitch, what? Like, don't.
Endearing in you?
Yeah, and I was, like, kind of annoyed.
Yeah, he kind of babies you a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, he is twice my age, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, I guess. Like,
he don't. Just doesn't. I'm trying to tell you something. Don't, like, say that my issue is endearing.
I think he was just trying to make you feel like, you know, it wasn't a negative trait about you. But he doesn't know how to explain that in the right way.
Well, he should learn, because that shit is annoying, and, like, my problems aren't cute. Like, it's something I really have to struggle, like, dealing with.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He kind of said a lot of things like that.
If you listen to this, now you know.
He got a podcast, too.
Let's listen to it.
Right now, on air.
Yeah, let's record
Let's analyze you, motherfucker.
Wait, what is his podcast about?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
I want to fucking listen to it. What if it's about sex and dating in L.A.?
you know what? One thing he did say, though, that I was like, really, bro? So, I was like, so what's your ideal job? Because, you know, he's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, like, I really wanted to be on SNL. And, you know, I auditioned for them, and everyone over there loves me. They love me over there. But they said I was too famous. They said I was too famous. They want That's a people lie. Who are, like, nobodies and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay. He's not famous, exactly. Though. I was like, I didn't know who the fuck you were before you told me who you were. And you were on one sitcom-y show that is no longer around. And
that show's not on air anymore?
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he was part of the... I don't know. I've never seen
But
the
maybe
show,
that but. Was just their way of letting him down.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes they have to kind of lie or...
Or it was him. I don't know. Something, yeah. But he also was telling me about how, like, in his career, he is judged a lot and blah, blah, blah. So,
I mean,
it's
yeah.
just a big ball of insecurity.
I would be insecure, too, if I was in the acting... Because, you know, they'll tell you, like, you're not skinny enough, or you're not blonde enough, or you're not funny enough for this role, you know?
Yeah.
They're looking for something specific.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they'll say, I always think it's interesting when they cast, like, overweight characters for being overweight. Like, how do those people feel?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Like... Because the character is supposed to be overweight because of that role. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, acting is weird. I wonder what he would be... Like, if we continue to see each other, if he books something, like, mm-hmm. decent or whatever, I wonder how...
He would act towards you, if he would change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about that. I guess someone at, when we were all at Brass Monkey,
mm-hmm.
I guess when he was singing, someone went up to him and was
somebody like, recognized him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, exactly. Like, just, it's funny because me and you are so, like, not,
we don't care.
Think about that at all, so. Yeah. I think that's why he likes me, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm real as fuck out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, guys, this is really long, and I'm gonna edit out all of it, but...
I'm happy with the way it turned out. Tell us if you guys have trouble opening up to people, because I think that's a huge thing.
It is a huge thing.
And...
Especially with modern dating. You know, in, like, online dating,
mm-hmm.
you have to be witty, otherwise no one will talk to you.
I'm not.
You can't just be straightforward. You can't just be like... Hey, how's it going? This is what I'm looking for. Do you want to talk some more?
That's what I do, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I never play the game.
I've always talked about this. I don't want to say something funny. Like, I want to have a real conversation, and then I'll be like, I don't have a long conversation. I'll just be like, let's meet.
Yeah, that's true. You also don't really message people first a lot, though.
Yeah.
So there's that as well.
Yeah, it's harder. If you message first, you have to be, like, the funny one. Or...
Exactly. You have to say something, but people should just be able to be like, hey, what's up? This is, like, you seem cool. But it's always just, like, some bullshit.
Yeah, I think it's hard for us as women, too, because, like, if everybody says, hey, what's up, then...
You're like, boring.
Yeah. It is hard. Well, anyway, let us know about your dating troubles and trials with, like, being open to people and, like, being able to make yourself vulnerable. And we're really sad that we lost some footage from a new friend of ours. So hopefully we'll be able to talk to her again and record with her again. That might be the next episode.
Bye.
Peace out, motherfuckers.